The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website app owners and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co.
If you start doing ads early on without listening to what Steve Young says on his YouTube channel about optimizing your onboarding and your conversion rate and focusing on retention and sticky users, you're just wasting money.
Talk to me about the onboarding. Like, what are some of the things that you've been testing on the onboarding side of things?
We really wanted them to be introduced to Hal in the onboarding. And we also wanted to use that as an opportunity to have a paywall opportunity for them to sign up for the 7-day trial while he's speaking or after he's speaking in the onboarding. It was really important for me to align the Miracle Morning app with the Miracle Morning book. And in the book, it extends an invitation for you to do a Miracle Morning 30-day challenge right away from the onboarding. So like, you're committed to come back the next day.
Are you guys doing anything to ensure that people come back the next day too?
What we've done is, so you get into the app, you're pressing and holding while saying an affirmation. You're going to do the Miracle Morning and you're committed. We have them do a day zero experience, which is a guided track that gets them super jacked up for doing the Miracle Morning the next day. It's super important to build trust, to build psychological safety, to make sure that they turn notifications on. With an app like this, it's so important that they see our notifications. We're also working on training users to take an app that's on their home screen that they know that is like a bad habit and move it out and put the Miracle Morning in its place.
When did you decide from going from being a completely paid app to moving to a subscription?
When we realized that having a $4.99 app was really stopping us from getting a lot of downloads. Like, I think our conversion rate from the app store was about 7%. After like 2 or 3 months from release, we decided, hey, let's make a subscription model. I think 3.5 months after launch, we made the app free. We're like, let's build up downloads. 6-7 months later, when we release, all those active users will now have a paywall. When we launch the subscription,
yeah,
we look at RevenueCat. You just saw like this ginormous spike.
Hey, Josh, how did you differentiate between those who bought the app initially to those who then now see a paywall versus, because now you have three buckets?
What worked out really well for us was $4.99. 4 months later, we made it free.
Okay.
And then there were users that messaged us like, I can't believe you made this free when I paid $4.99 for it. And we would respond, thank you so much for being a customer. From you guys supporting the app at $4.99, we decided that we wanted to make it free for everyone to help more people. And they were like, oh, wow, that's actually really nice. I'm glad that my $4.99 went to making it more free to helping more people. So we angled it that way. The interesting thing was when we launched the app for a subscription, enough time passed and the $4.99 that was paid was actually all the free features in our app. So the subscription wasn't any of the things that they paid $4.99 for. We launched with like 100 guided morning routine practices where you press play and their audio tracks or their video tracks that help you guide you through your morning.
I know the popularity of the book and now the popularity of the app. How have you guys harness that community?
When the book came out, the book was asking for people to join the Facebook group. And the Facebook group now has grown to 350,000 plus people in the community. And this community has been used to simply support each other. Your friends and your family start to either ask questions or notice, like,
yeah,
how did you lose that weight? And when they ask, a lot of people in our community are like, hashtag miracle morning. That's what's been really great. We have over 600,000 hashtags on Instagram and many hashtags on TikTok.
What are you doing anything selfishly? Instead of just being like, hey, connect with each other, like leave a review.
As we had online Zoom community gatherings where Hal would speak for a little bit. We would do a miracle morning live. Then we'd go into breakout rooms and we'd give people a question to journal about, as far as it could be about achieving their goals or like even just like, why are you here in this community? Why is it important for you, your friends, your family, your city, your community, your country, the world? And getting people to connect with other like-minded people in the community that are reading the book, doing the Miracle Morning, to connect and then come back into the main Zoom room and then share. And everybody just feels connected to each other. Hal will then get interviewed. We'll do a Q&A, like an Ask Me Anything. And it's really fun to be able to see all these windows. We'll have like 400 or 500 people on one of these 90-minute Zoom experiences from 50-plus countries. We were like, we want to bring live experiences into the app now. We realize that there are a lot of things that we talk about, that we practice, and we realize that these community gatherings were so powerful and that we can use community to help us crowdsource what to put in the app next. So somebody that's an expert in finances, somebody that's an expert in contributions, somebody that's an expert in spirituality or relationships, business, and being able to just selflessly add value to the community. And we've been debating if this is something that's free and paid or if there's a hybrid. Maybe there's some that are free and then there's some that are part of the subscription. So what we realize is we already have an existing community. We get thousands of downloads a month through our podcast, through our website, through people sharing the Miracle Morning. What we realized was is like we can start off doing ads early on, but if you start doing ads early on without listening to what Steve Young says on his YouTube channel about optimizing your onboarding and your conversion rate and focusing on retention and sticky users, you're just wasting money. If you don't have users and you need to use ads to get data and you're willing to lose the money, that's great. If your intention is just to learn what users are doing, that works. What we learned at MAU, if you really want to be a sustainable business, it's all about retention. Yep. It's all about sticky users. Once you figure out the onboarding and the conversion rate and you've made some money, then retention, stickiness, like then you have more opportunity and space to be focusing on how do you introduce new features, create sticky users, to have them trust into paying you. So we're now focused on what does it look like to support users, show them that we are building more and more and more features that are based on what they've been requesting. So come year one, we're hoping to retain 20-30% annual subscribers. We got our email automation working well. We got our day one retention where we want it to be. We got our data. So the other thing I learned at MAU was don't start ads necessarily until you understand your users. We happen to use Mixpanel, and now we're making sure that every single event is tracked so we can be making decisions now based on data. So important to be able to make decisions based on data.
What do you recommend for Google? Android apps, I say Google Ads. It's the easiest to set up. You don't need much integration. As long as you have Firebase to track all the installs. And frankly, Google can track your installs too, because it's like Apple Search Ads. I would start off with that because Google Play accumulates downloads and reviews globally, unlike iOS where it's country specific. One idea might be just to focus on the lower cost per install type of countries, get those downloads and those rankings up, and then move to tier one countries, because now you have a little bit of social proof. So they come in primed and ready to hopefully convert for you. I'll talk to clients that have, like, you know, 70,000 downloads. Obviously, if you have registration, account creation, you want that as a funnel. And a lot of times, not having more downloads, but playing around these numbers can get you to this. And this is one client we were.
And that's exactly what we've been achieving. We've literally just been playing with tiny experiments and onboarding. And just by changing the price just for iPhone US users, we increased our revenue for iPhone US by 35%.
You increase the price or lower the price?
We increased the price and we increased our revenue by like 33% just from that one move.
Right. Because you can just be like, look, I can put these numbers just the same. And then if we change this to, if we can get more people to buy the yearly, which is what I can find with the 30.
And you'll find this interesting, that our price for the app is $59.99 iPhone US. Mm-hmm. We did that same A/B test for Android US.
Yeah.
And the $59.99 didn't work. So our price for Android is actually $39.99. Our iPhone conversion rate is twice as high as our Android conversion rate. And our price is increased by 50%.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.